Kenyan police say a dam collapsed early Monday, sending a wall of water through houses and cutting off a major road in the Mai Mahiu area of the Great Rift Valley region. Heavy rains have been pounding the country since mid-March, and the meteorology department has warned of more to come. Munir Ahmed is a senior communications officer at Kenya Red Cross Society.
Since the wake of the March to May rainfalls, we have had over 30,000 households affected in 31 counties. We've had over 14,000 households displaced as well in various parts of the country. Some of the major areas that have been affected as a result of the persistent rains are Nairobi, Tana River, Garissa, Kisumu.
Ahmed says the number of people affected by the deadly floods has risen to more than 100,000. In Kenya's capital, Nairobi, dozens of families have sought refuge in makeshift camps in churches and schools. City resident Placidis Achungo says little help has come so far.
My worst fear is actually losing a home and the people that I love because of the floods. Remember, this water level was coming in and it would seep inside, like through the doors, any opening it would find. And this water has like a lot of strength. I could see it carrying stuff. So I'm imagining waking up one day and I'm finding it just carrying us, and there is no way out because everywhere is flooded.
She says the inadequate drainage system in our area is blocked and can't handle the heavy rains. City residents have also expressed concern of possible outbreaks of malaria and other waterborne diseases. The heavy rains have also resulted in loss of livelihoods, killing livestock and crops, and destroying roads and bridges. Peter Ondieki is a shoe shiner on the streets of Nairobi.
When it is raining, no customers are coming to our business area. When we look at our neighboring county here, Machakos and Kiambu, we see how things are. This one is so shameful. Men, Kenyans are dying.
Kenya's Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua says the government is stepping up support efforts.
Make sure that we help in unblocking the drainages, and where roads have been broken, they can be restored so that people are able to go about their work. We'll be able to put some resources to the public health state department to make sure that we don't have disease outbreaks, to make sure that issues of cholera and malaria are contained.
The government has suspended the reopening of schools. The second term, which was scheduled to begin Monday, will now resume on May the 6th. The heavier than usual rains in Kenya and Tanzania are being fueled by the El Nino weather pattern, which brings wetter conditions to the region. In Tanzania, authorities report tens of thousands of people have been displaced by floods and landslides. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.